Good afternoon, Mordechai Rabbeisai. The title of our lecture, Be'ezer Hashem, is to try to summarize some of the thoughts the Divrei Torah that we heard these three wonderful days that we sat together, Be'ezer Hashem. Rabbi Zriel Zangezunt is traditionally mechabed me to say this last lecture. Sometimes I try to introduce a fairly new idea to summarize. Today, Be'ezer Hashem, I'm going to really not introduce any new idea, but really repeat and maybe relive in a different language, in a different way of looking, many of the ideas that we heard Be'ezer Hashem these 3 days. Let me start with the Chazal, with the Pasuk that I myself mentioned, Leil Shabbos. The famous Mizmor LaOsaf, Osaf sang, Elokim Bo'u Goyim Nachlasecho, Timulus Hechel Kodeshecho, Somos Yerushalayim L'Iyim. Nosnu Es Nivos Avodecho Machol Oif HaShemayim, Besach HaSidecho, L'Chai Sei Oret Ve'en Koiver. Osaf is discussing the Churban with its tragedy, the tragedy of the Churban of Yerushalayim, the tragedy of the Churban of the Jewish people, the simple physical Nosnu Nivras Avodecho Machol Oif HaShemayim Shofchu Domam Kamayim Sov Yerushalayim, with the unbelievable introduction as Mizmor, a song, Mizmor LaOsaf. And Chazal stop and ask, Mizmor LaOsaf, Kino LaOsaf Miboyele. It should be a mourning, it should be a cry, and not a song. Mizmor LaOsaf, what is the song of the Churban? Leil Shabbos, we discussed Chazal's famous Teret, but today we will try to, in the light of many of the ideas we heard these 3 days, maybe to try to understand a little different understanding, which is not contradiction to Chazal. We find it the same paradox in the famous Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimoi. Rashi says on the first words of Shir HaShirim, Yishakeini Minishiko Ispihu Ki Toivim Deidecho Miyayin. And Rashi says, Shir HaZeh, this is a song that the Jewish people say, Bigaluso Ba'almanuso. Yishakeini Minishiko Ispihu is a yearning. Miyitain, I'm yearning for again that we should return to the beauty of once, the beauty of Matan Torah, the kiss of Matan Torah, Yishakeinim and Yishika Ispiyu. Again we find an expression, the song of Golus, the song of Golus, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimoi. And Am Yisrael, in their Golus, in their Almonus, they cry out with song, the song of Golus. And it's very famous that the one who had a very special understanding in the song of Golus was Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tell us that Chachmei Yisrael were passing, were going, and they saw a shul, they saw a fax going out of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they cried, V'hoye Rabbi Akiva mitzachik. Rebbe Akiva was laughing, Rebbe Akiva was happy, Rebbe Akiva was singing the song of Golus. Chazal tell us the discussion, which is an ariches to go into at this moment. But again we find the song of Golus. And when we sit on the floor, Be'ezer Hashem, we won't this year, Mashiach will still come. When we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av and we cry, we read such astounding words, Kumi Roini Balaila. Get up and sing in the night. Listen to the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Kumi Roini Balaila. Get up and sing in the night. Beroish Ashmoiris. Shivchi Kamayim Libech. Noichach Pnei Hashem. Al Nefesh Olalayich. Of your children, Ha'atufim Berov. Beroish Kol Chutzos. Children of hugging themselves from pain of hunger. In the middle of the streets. And Yirmiyahu says, Kumi Roini Balayla. Get up and sing in the night. Ibn Shalayla, what niggin do we sing when we see Nefesh Olayich Hatufim Beresh Kol Chutzos? The song of the Golus. The Golus, and it's a paradox. It's a mystery. What is the song of the Golus? What niggin do we sing on Nefesh Olayich? Mizmor la'osof, Shir Hashirim. Now we must realize the Jewish people have many mo'adim, many holy days. Bali Avoida, people with insight, people who are persistent to utilize great moments, know that the fountain of greatness is through time. We have a Pesach, which is a Zman Cheruseinu. Pesach is a time which is soaked, which we can receive, which we can get freedom for Yetzer Hara, freedom from Avodah Zarah. When the Jewish people come to a Leil Seder, we approach a Leil Seder with a tremble, with a preparation. Zman Cheruseinu. We come to a Shavuos. You walk into a yeshiva on Erev Shavuos. Olel Shavuos, you see the greatness of the time. Everyone is Zman Matan Teresenu. A Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur. What do Yiddish kinder do on Yom Kippur? A Sukkis, a Simchas Torah. One of the special times of the year is Tisha B'Av. It's very famous that Tisha B'Av is called the Moed. It doesn't refer only to Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, which we are already in the midst of. Now let us speak very clearly. What is the specialty of Pesach? Pesach is a time that you can disattach yourself from Yetzer Hara, from Avodah Zarah. You can become attached to Hashem. Shavuos is a time you can become attached to Torah. Sukkot is a time of Dveikus, of Simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yerushalayim. Tisha B'Av. What be'etzem, what really can be derived from these days? Are these days that we can derive greatness? And Chazal tell us, Kol ha'mis'abul al Yerushalayim zoche v'roye b'nechmosu. If in Pesach we have opportunity to receive Cheirus, if in Shavuos we have an opportunity to grasp Torah, if on Sukkot we have an opportunity to reach Dveikus, On Tisha B'Av we have an opportunity to reach Hashroyas Hashchina, to bring the Geula. I would take the liberty to express myself that maybe and probably this is the greatest of all times in the whole time cycle of the year. If we'll summarize, you'll ask a Jewish child, Achre kechleis hakoil, what is our end goal? Our child will tell us, we're waiting for Mashiach to come. What great day produces a Mashiach? For some reason, not a Pesach, not a Shavuos, not a Sukkot, not a Rosh Hashanah, not a Yom Kippur, but Chazal tell us that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Now this is not just an historical birthday. This is a production. This is an insight on what Tisha B'Av really is. And maybe we have the first hint of the song of Tisha B'Av. Because if this can produce a Mashiach, so within the cry, within the tears, within the river, with the ocean of tears, but there's a song, if this is the day that Mashiach is born. And again, we're not doing justice to solving what really is Tisha B'Av. The idea that I'm trying to introduce to this evening, this afternoon, is as follows. I would like to put it in very simple language. One of the objects that Hashem created in His world, let us to talk about, I see in front of myself a lot of chafetzim. And over here is a machitza. Everyone who walks into this mokum kodosh notices there's a machitza. I think I could use the word machitza. Whoever doesn't know what the word machitza refers to should ask the one sitting next to him. A partition, a machitza. When you walk into shul, there's a machitza. The first mechitza was a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the second day a mechitza. The first day there was no mechitza. There was, from heaven till earth, there was one set of water. And Hashem Shem said, Yehi rakiyah betoch hamayim, there should be a mechitza. Let us define exactly what is a mechitza. I think if I would ask someone, what is a mechitza? He would tell me, a mechitza is a divider. A mechitza is a utensil that divides between two, whatever the case might be, two gatherings of people. Now, Rabbi Shai, this is not a mistake, but this is not the real translation and definition of mechitza. Mechitza, in its true definition, is a utensil that enables closeness, that enables contact. Let me put it in very simple language. You have a shul, an Orthodox shul, a religious shul, and the men are davening, and there's no mechitza. The women want to come into the Bais Medrash. They also want to hear the Chazan's davening. They want to hear the Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba. It's a contradiction to Tznis. The women have to stay outside. What do? You put up a mechitza. What does the mechitza do? The mechitza enables the women to come into the Bais Medrash. The mechitza didn't kick the women out. Fakir. The mechitza enabled the women to become close. If there wouldn't be a mechitza, they have to stay out. Since there was a mechitza, so they can come close. When Hashem created on the second day a mechitza, a mechitza between heaven and earth. What was the object of the mechitza? Now we think to divide heaven from earth. It's the exact opposite. Hashem b'shamayim, and we are ba'aretz, and there has to be a terrible merchak because we cannot receive Hashem's presence. What did Hashem do? Hashem made a mechitza, and therefore kavayoch Hashem can come close to us because there is a mechitza. Chazal tell us that when Hashem gave the Torah, there were four mechitzas. There was choshech, onon, va'arofel. When Hashem gave the Torah, we know that there was darkness, there was a cloud. Choshech, onon, arofel. I don't remember the fourth expression. Now, when we see choshech, we think, and we wonder, why was there choshech in Tower of Har Sinai? Wasn't Har Sinai revelation? Wasn't Har Sinai light? And the answer is exactly. 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 Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. How was Hashem able, kaviyochel, to come to Har Sinai? Let's talk a moment. What does it mean, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai? Just for a moment. The Mashal of Chazal, the emperor asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, I want to see Hashem. He says, you can't see Hashem. I want to see Hashem. I insist I want to see Hashem. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya took him out and said, it was midday, look at the sun. He picked up his eyes, he says, I'll become blinded. And Rabbi Shua ben Chananya says, look. He says, this is one of the small misharsim, one of the small slaves of Hashem. And it blinds you. You want to see Hashem? Today, scientists know, and they always knew, if you take the sun, you'd bring it closer to the earth, just a little bit, the earth would just burn. It would be just disintegrated from heat and from light. Imagine taking the sun on Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem on Har Sinai. How does Hashem kaviyochel go on Har Sinai? Very simple. If you would take the sun on Har Sinai and you would cover it with choshech, onon, va'arofel, then the sun could go on Har Sinai. How was Hashem kaviyochel able to come to this closeness, to this yishakeinim and yishikos pihu, through the wonderful mechitze of choshech, onon, va'arofel? Mechitze is not a divider. Mechitze, it brings contact, brings closeness. That's what mechitzes are. By simple definition, that is the object of mechitzes. Mechitzes is to bring close. Now, Baisai, I'd like to introduce a very novel idea. It might sound a little funny. Chazal tell us, kol ha-moyadim asidus lehibotil. All the great holy days, the Moadim, will not be anymore. When Mashiach comes, Pesach, it has to be discussed exactly what this means, halachically speaking. But let us quote Chazal without really delving into the simple translation. Kol ha-moyedes asidus libotel. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, chutz from two. Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur will always be, and Purim, it's a pasuk, there will always be a Purim. The Maharal says these two moyadim are actually the life of the Jewish people. If there wouldn't be Yom Kippur, we'd be so burdened with our averus, we would just disintegrate. If there wouldn't be a Purim. Then there would have been a hashmid la'arig eskola Yehudim. Now I am not worthy of introducing a new moyed which will not become bottle. I would like to suggest, if you agree with me, I think that there's a third moed that we'll have when Mashiach comes. In the future, we'll have a Yom Kippur, we'll have a Purim, and we'll have a Tisha B'Av. Well, Chazal tell us that the moed of Tisha B'Av will be a moed the first time in La'asid Lavoi. Today it's not a moed. If it says it's a moed, then it's probably in the future. There are three moedim. Rabbi Sai, I'd like to introduce something very novel. What is Yom Kippur, and what is Purim, and what is Tisha B'Av? What is the common denominator? We know Yom Kippur is the holiest of holy days. Purim is even holier. Yom Kippurim. And here I'm coming with a third day, Tisha B'Av. I'm going to say something a little comical, a little novel. These 3 days, Rabbi Sai, these 3 days are days, my English is weak, and I don't know how to express it. I could be, I'm making it cheap. These 3 days are days, it's a masquerade party. 3 days when we go in masks. Let's start the first one. Did you ever see such a masquerade as Yom Kippur? It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a play. You take a yid, and Chazal tell us, Mi kamcha Yisrael kmo malochim. He puts on a kittel, I'm an angel. I'm an angel. He fasts, and someone says, why don't you eat breakfast? I'm an angel. Why don't you wear shoes? I'm an angel. I'm a malach. Chazal tell us, I'm Yisrael like malochim. They don't eat, they don't drink like malochim, they wear white like malochim. Imagine, in Kino, in Tachris, two neighbors meet. They could eat themselves alive. Yom Kippur, Yankel, Zaymech Meichel, Oyech Bindech Meichel, Agit Yor, Rabbi Sai, did you ever see such a party? It's a masquerade. Purim, we know it's a masquerade. Rabbi Sai, Yom Kippur is a masquerade. That's what Yom Kippur is. Purim is a masquerade. Tisha B'Av is the third and the best costume that was ever invented. Let me explain myself. On Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael want to come close to Hashem. Our heart is burning with the yearn for tshuva. You can't come close to Hashem the way you look. So what do? We put on a costume. Hi, Hashem. Kavayochel. I'm an angel. An angel? Come. We take a mechitza. We cover our real self. We come close to Hashem. On Purim, really the one who masqueraded was Hashem himself. Hashem said, La hashmid, la haroig, la abedus, kol ha-yehudim. And Chazal say it was leponim. Hashem wanted to scare the Jewish people into bringing out the most beautiful of the Jewish people. Rabbi Sai, Tisha B'Av is the same thing. I'm speaking a little poshut. Do you know what Tisha B'Av is? It's a little modern to talk like that. Tisha B'Av is a Purim party. Let me tell you what happened in my house last Purim. Last Purim, I got a cheshik to get dressed up. I don't usually do that. I got a bear's costume. A bear's costume. I walk into my house. My little Yosele starts crying. Oi, a bear. You know what mommy tells him? Don't be afraid. It's Tati. It's Tati. Don't be afraid. It's Tati. And he was afraid. And he believed it was Tati. You know what he did? He ran over to me. He grabbed a hold of Tati, and he starts crying. He's afraid of the bear. That's Tisha B'Av, exactly. That's Bidyuk Tisha B'Av. The Torah describes Tisha B'Av. V'anochi astir, astir esponai. Hashem says, I will hide my face. Hashem did not tell, and Rav Nachman says, Mr. Fino my haikro. This is the worst pasuk that was ever said. This is the pasuk that I'm afraid of. Rabbi, see, it doesn't, Hashem didn't say, I will run away from you. Hashem says, I will hide my face. That's all Hashem will do. For some reason, and we know the reason, because of our avarice, we cannot perceive Hashem with his smile, kavayochel, b'or panecho, with the light of his face, with his beauty, with his kindness. So Hashem said, you know what I'll do? I'll hide my face. I put on a mask. The mask we call Churban Beis HaMikdash. The mask we call Al Nefesh Eilolayecho Atufois Berov Brosh Kol Chutzais. Hashem kavayochel puts on a bear costume. Doiv oirev huli. Yemiyahu said it's a bear. It's a bear. Doiv oirev huli. He's going to eat me up. What do the Jewish people do? Kumi reini balayla. Sing. Finally, Hashem find a way, kavayochel, how he can become close to us and live with us in the Golus. And what should we do? Grab a hold of him. As it had been Shalom Eben Gavito, the mashal that I had sent to you is not my mashal. There's a very famous piyut called Keser Malchus. And it had been Shalom Eben Gavito says these words. He says, Hashem, he says, how does it start? He says, Im tifkoid avoini, listen to these words. Im tifkoid avoini Hashem, if you will remember my averis, evrachom imcho, I will run away from you. Listen to these words. Evrachom imcho, eilecho. I will run away from you, to you. Va'eskaso mechamoscho. I will shield myself from your anger. Where could you hide? Bitzilecho, in your shadow. I will shield myself in your protection. When terrible situations come up, and Hashem is after us, kavayochel, doiv oirev huli, he's a bear, he's going to eat us. We run. Who do you run to? To Tati, it's him, it's Hashem. Doiv oirev, I'm going to run away from you. Eilecho, to you. In your shadow. Now let's think for a moment. You could have Tati walking around at home for day in and day out, and Yankel is not interested in talking to Tati. And Tati says, Yankel, come, let's learn a little bit. A little chumish, a little gemara, a little Yiddishkeit. You have a Tati who's a Ben Torah. Learn something. Yankel's not interested. He has his games. He has his interests. He has his activities. What do you do? How do you get Yankel to hug Tati? He's not interested in hugging Tati. There's only one way out. Tati puts on a bear costume. And all of a sudden, Yankel says, Oi! He's going to eat me, doiv oirev huli. And he runs and hugs Tati. That's what Tisha B'Av is exactly. And Chazal tell us that the moed of Tisha B'Av is the greatest of all moedim, because that's the day when we give such a hug, we get such a closeness, that we give such an embrace. That's what brings the Mashiach. That's what brings the final greatness that we're waiting for. Rabbi Sai, it's very important for us to know. There were two great prophets in history. We speak about Mashiach. Now, I'm telling you, I'm just adding an insight which the Bezriel said over so many times. Chazal tell us that there were two great prophets, Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Bilam say? Chazal tell us Umas HaOlam came to Bilam and said, Bilam, where is the Mashiach? When will the Mashiach come? And Bilam said, Ereno v'loy ato, Ashureno v'loy korev. He saw Mashiach far away. I see him, but not now. Ashureno, I see him, v'loy korev. Over there. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, was asked the same question. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Ki korev eilecho hadover, mo'oid, mo'oid. I'd like to translate a pasuk, very famous pasuk that we say in Shabbos Nachamu. It could be it's not pashut pshat, but I think it's pshat. The Navi says, "Al har gevoa ali lach mevaseres tzion." It's a marshal that you're waiting for something very special. Go up on a mountain. Al har gevoa, alilach. Go up on the mountain. You can see far away. Alilach, mevaseres tzion. The one who is going to mevaser tzion. Horimi bakoyach koyach mevaseres birushalayim. Like you say, when is he coming? You go up on a mountain, look far away. Where is he? And what does he say? Horimi al tiroi. Pick up your voice. Don't be afraid to say the truth. Imri la'ore Yehuda. Hine Elokeichem. Hashem should forgive me if I'm not saying right pshat. It doesn't say Psham Elokeichem. You're going up in a mountain, waiting for something to come from far. Oh, there it is. It's coming. The Torah says like this. You go up in a mountain, looking far away. Where is he? Don't be afraid. He's here. He's not there. Don't look far away. He's here. He's not there. Rabbi Sai, the idea I'm trying to introduce this afternoon, after everything I discussed, let me say very, very simple language. The greater the mask, the closer you can become. The stronger the mechitza, if you have a little mechitza with a sheer piece of material, you can't get too close. If it's a strong mechitza, you can get closer. If it's a stronger mechitza, you can get closer. The stronger the mechitza is, the closer you can get. Hashem's plan of his world, I think, is as follows. 2,000 years ago, we went into Golus, and Hashem was far from us. And as Golus continues, we see that the Mechitza is becoming worse and worse and worse, which means Hashem is becoming closer and closer and closer. We live in a country today, I think we can simply, honestly say, never was there such a Mechitza. You walk out in the streets, so much schmutz, so much dirt, so much apikursis. Everything is against Torah. You can't walk through the streets. You pick up a paper, you open a radio. And who is involved? Our Yidden, our children, our friends, our brethren. It's us. Mechitza, mechitza. Terrible, terrible partition, mechitza, between us and Hashem. This is the sign that never was Hashem close as in these United States of America. Never. Hashem makes mechitza after mechitza, mechitza after mechitza. to become closer and closer and closer. And we go up on the mountain and we say, Erenu v'lo'ato, when is Mashiach coming? Where is Hashem? And we look, Alilach m'vaser tzion, and we say, Shom Elokecha, Hilei Elokecha, here he is. Here he is. Hashem is with us. To prove it, look at the mask he put on. Look at the mechitzas he created to come close to us. And this was the discussion that Bazil gave this afternoon. What? How do you come close to Hashem? Just realize that he's close to you. And don't be derived by the shtusim, by the havolim, by the dirt, by the trash. And find Hashem. This is all a fix. This is all a face. This is all a masquerade. Hashem is here. Just penetrate it. Don't open that radio. Don't open that magazine. Don't read that paper, and you got him. So why is it all available? This is a machit. This was a cover. This is a mask to enable him to come closer and closer and closer. Here he is, Hashem. And this is the song of the Golus. Because if it wouldn't be for Golus, then Hashem couldn't come close to us. And we get up and we say, Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimoi, Kumi Roini Balailo, when we see Tzoris. Now this also involves every Yiddish kind. Rabbi, I'd like to introduce an idea. I believe, this is a theory. A theory means I have no proof for it. We know that by nature, when a person is in trouble, he becomes close to Hashem. In English, they have an expression for it. They call it, there's no atheist in a foxhole. When a soldier's out in war, and he's dug in a foxhole, and he sees the death in front of him, he all of a sudden becomes a believer. There's no atheist in a foxhole. A Yid who spends his life, and all of a sudden he's in trouble. All of a sudden he gets a verdict from the doctor on himself or on his wife or on one of his children. All of a sudden he becomes a maimon. Now we think that troubles, that tzoros, bring us close to Hashem. I think it's not true. I think it's the opposite. It's like someone riding in a car. Ever ride in a car? We all rode in a car. And you see the trees running to you, and you say, the trees are running. You can't know if the trees are running to you or you're running to the trees, because the eyes cannot differentiate. When a Jew is in trouble, he doesn't run to Hashem. Hashem runs to him. Hashem becomes close to him. He thinks he runs to Hashem. When a Jew is in trouble, when a person, any human being is in trouble, when he's in danger, Hashem runs to him, and he finds Hashem close to him. He thinks he did tshuva. You didn't do tshuva. Hashem came to you. It was a machitza. Because when you were in trouble, Hashem was far. And Hashem put up a machitza. We call tzoros, machlis, problems. And Hashem comes to us closely, and here he is, hinei elokechem. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi says in so many words, if you reach a situation, nefesh oilalayich, your children are hugging themselves from hunger. Sing! Here Hashem, here he is! Here he is! Here's Hashem! And that's what Tisha B'Av is. And we come closer to Tisha B'Av, we come closer to Tisha B'Av, until that fatal moment, that terrible, terrible, fatal moment. It's a Jewish way of thinking, but if it wouldn't be true, it would be comedy. We're waiting for that tragic moment. And that moment, Tisha B'Av afternoon, on Tisha B'Av afternoon, when finally, Rachmanu Islam, the Beis HaMikdash is burnt, and then we have Nechama, that breaks the Avelos, that starts the Nechama. Because that moment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the strongest Mechitza, That moment we give a grab, Tati, it's Tati. It's him. It's him. We give him a grab. And he's so close to us, he gave us finally a patch. We feel the patch. We know that it's him. You ever see a child walk across the street? The car's flying down. He wants to get his ball. You have a screech of the brakes. Everyone runs over. One fellow says, terrible that you teach the children. One fellow says, Yankele, don't you know how to cross the street? One fellow comes out and gives him a Zetzen cup. Who is that? That's Tati. That's Tati. If you got a patch, you know it's from Tati. Finally, I'm Tisha B'Av, we got the patch. We know that there's Hashem. We know Hashem is with us. And we give a grab Hashem and we start singing. And that's what Tisha B'Av is for. And that's what Tzaros are for. And that's what Nisyonos are for. And that's why we live in this country where there's so many mechitzes. And sometimes we ask ourselves, am I crazy? Where do I live? What is this all about? What is this? What is this for? Sometimes a businessman goes down 47th Street, 6th Avenue. Ribbono shel Olam, Mazois also Hashem Li. Mazois also Hashem Li. Ribbono shel Olam, what am I doing here? And the answer is, well, this Pinkus is saying very revolutionary ideas. Here's the Beis HaMikdash. Here he is. You see that, what Pinkus came to tell you? On 47th Street, it's called a 6th Avenue. That's what I came to say at Drusha. You could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael for that Drusha. Here's the Beis HaMikdash. It's not my Drusha, it's the Bezalel's Drusha. It's his ideas, not mine. You put your eyes down. You are Ibn Yisrael. So why did Hashem give it to you? To give him a grace, to give him a hug. Here is Hashem Yisbarach. Under the manure of the donkey. Under that screen. It's a masquerade. It's a party. It's a joke. But who's hiding out? Why do you need such a thick mask? Because it's Hashem inside. And for Hashem to come so close, so close, we need such a thick mask. Till finally they will come that will see who's hiding in this mask and will give a grab Hashem. And that's called Hamas Abla Yerushalayim. Ribbono Shel Olam, Tati, I want to be with you. I want to come back to your closeness. And that's the greatest, happiest day in Jewish life. That's a day like Yom Kippur. It's a day like Purim that will always be for us. That day we found Hashem through his mask, through his hiding. I always say, everybody say, on my own personal feeling, I'm Baruch Hashem, not an old man, and I sometimes you hear old men speaking, but in my younger years, I used to look around and say to myself, Ribbono shel Olam, what aveira did I do to be born into this generation? And lately I'm saying to myself, Ribbono shel Olam, what mitzvah, what zchus do I have to be born into this generation? There was never a generation that Hashem is so close. You can find him so easily. He put on kaviyachal a mask, astir es ponai. Tati put on a beer costume. This is the mashal of Torah, doiv oirevli. I remember I used to say, Echa, I was bothered by this pasuk. We call Hashem Godol Gibor v'noida. That's how you talk about Hashem. He's a beer, doiv oirevli. He's a beer. I think I have the answer. That's the answer. On Purim, the baby cries, oh, it's a bear. It's a bear. It's Tati. It's Hashem. Give him a hug. You'll see. You'll get a kiss back. So why do you have to put on the costume? To get close to you. Because you refuse to hug him the way he is. You refuse to love him the way he is. He called you. He begged you. He sent his Nevi'im after you. And he wanted your hug. He wanted your embrace. So what did he do? He masquerades as a bear. And it's some costume. It's serious. The Churban was a river of blood. A little story that happened to myself, a little experience that I went through. Nothing very exciting. I was once in Bnei Brak. They had in the Rehov Herzl in Bnei Brak, probably most of you know, Herzl Pinat Rebbe Akiva, there's a famous shul, Iskovit shul. Today the fire department is now Rehov HaShomer. But the firehouse was once down, way down on Rehov Herzl. I saw a sign that there's a taruha of pictures of the Holocaust on the second floor of the fire department. I was interested in seeing it. I walked down. Rehov HaShea is before then, and that's where my kollel was. And very typical of a younger man, I passed by the kollel, even though it was time to go in. I went to see the taruha of the pictures. And I went upstairs, and there was a display of pictures of Holocaust. I'm sure many of you saw it. And I went around and saw the whole display. Pictures of Yidden, how they were killing Yidden. Chmonoslan hanging Yidden. Big piles of shoes, big piles of clothes. All pictures of Holocaust. I looked around, and saw the pictures. And I finished, and I went back. And I realized I didn't daven mincha. I went back to the shul, the Itzkevich's minyanim, every 10 minutes. And I said, Ashrei, and started davening mincha. And all of a sudden, I realized I can't daven. I just couldn't daven. Ribbono shel Olam, what is this? Why? And I was just full with questions and with bitterness. Before I davened, that didn't bother me. But I started saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goyim L'chasadim Tovim. A thousand questions came into my mind. Now what bothered me? I wasn't afraid I'm going to take off my yarmulke. I wasn't afraid to take off my tzitzis. That didn't worry me. I wasn't afraid I'm going to B'chad Shom become an apikoros. One thing bothered me. I said to myself, you saw a couple of pictures, and you're so full of kashes. All right, it'll take you 15 minutes, it'll take you, let's say, 2 days, till you forget it. But if you would have been there, what would you look like? Now, I always pride myself, like everyone here, if I would have been there, I'd be the B'chon of Asama. Well, that's what we think. I don't know. Maybe it's true. That's not the point at this moment. And I was mamish scared stiff. I said to myself, look what you are. You saw a few pictures without life. And your head just starts turning over. And if you would have been there, and I came to a beautiful realization, Rabbi Yisrael, I realized at that moment that display is a fraud. It's false. It's a sheker. They took a picture of something which never existed. And let me tell you exactly what I mean. A camera is a very limited utensil. Imagine taking a picture of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Beis HaMikdash was Ashoyes HaShechina. If a Jew walked into the Beis HaMikdash and he saw Kohenim B'Avodosam, imagine taking a picture of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur next to the Aron Kodesh. If you would put it on paper, what would you see? You can take down on the photograph will take down the piece of gold, but he can't. You cannot photograph the Shekhinah. You cannot photograph the Shechina HaKadosha, the Kedusha, you cannot photograph. And I always feel, why did Hashem give us cameras just the last generation? The truth is, if you see a picture of, I don't want to say, let's say his name is Yanko, who lives in our generation, the true picture. If you would see a picture of Rava, it would be a fraud. It's a sheker. It's a falseness. Rava has a shleis hashchina. This is not the face of Rava. Rava cannot be put down on a photograph. You cannot photograph a shleis hashchina. And the same is true. You cannot photograph the Holocaust. The Holocaust was a Beis HaMikdash. The Jews that were there, Imoy and Echibet Surah, they were with Hashem. They felt Hashem in their presence. Those who had the sechel to look for Hashem. And it's something which you cannot photograph. This photograph was a sheker. It's a piece of emptiness. It never happened, such a picture in history. This, what I saw, never happened. Am I explaining myself? What I saw never happened. Because with Tzaris, Hashem is there. Many of us look at our world as a photograph. The truth is, it never happened. Hashem never created such a picture. If we see a dead picture, and we don't realize the life, the beauty, the Ashrayas Hashchina, the opportunity. Today, Rabbi Isai, today, Rabbi Zriel discussed it, I could say witness, and everyone sitting here could say witness. Today, people who are in 50, 49, call it how you want it, 50 Share Tumah, were in the deep of Tumah, of Avera, of Chet, of Resha. Within months, become Balei Tshuva. And we say witness that there are some of them who are G'dayla Yisrael. True Talmid HaChomim. I'm willing to write these words, and one day you'll see. If one of our G'dayli Rosh Hashivas, one of our G'dayli Hador won't be one of these Balei Tshuva. There's something that never was. 150 years ago, for a person to have this man's understanding in a Tosfos, it took him 10, 15, 20 years of dedication, of learning 18 hours a day. And today you have young people coming in. I remember myself, there was a fellow in Ofakim. Today he's in Yerushalayim, a good-looking younger man. He was the best younger man in Ofakim. The first time I met him, he was a pilot. It was an excitement for me. And he was tough as Yiddishkeit straight from the beginning. And I remember I said a shmuz, it was a seriously made tshuva, and I said a shmuz on Yom Kippur. I discussed Yom Kippur. After that, he walks over to me, and he says, Mausim, what do you do? Mausim. I spoke about Yom Kippur. He says, Mausim. So I say, Matam et kaveh Mausim. What do you mean to say Mausim? But Mausim be Yom Kippur. What do you do on Yom Kippur? I look at him. He says, I never fasted on Yom Kippur in my life. It's the first time in my life that I'm fasting Yom Kippur. And he became the best younger man of Hakim. Never was Hashem so close to us. Never was Hashem with us. Mizmor la'asof. Don't look far. It's here. Hashem is with us. Where is Hashem? Where? In this mask. In this tahom. In this darkness. The first time we saw Hashem, On Maimon Har Sinai, how did we see Hashem? Choyshech Onon V'Arofel. The first time Hashem was shown to us. And now, 4,000 years later, we see Hashem over again. What do we see? Choyshech Onon V'Arofel. We have to have the insight to penetrate the Choyshech, to know who is hiding behind this Choyshech. And we can retrieve greatness and closeness that never was. That never was. Like Rebbe Zriel said, the greatness of throwing out a television. Our grandfathers, our forefathers never witnessed it. Rabbi said this needs greatness. How does Rebbe Zriel tell us from the Reader's Digest? You become addicted. It becomes part of you. It becomes your bloodstream. And Rebbe Taub is telling us to stop reading the papers for 40 days. He can stop reading the paper for 40 days. He doesn't know what a newspaper is. It's my blood. It's me. It's me. It's part of me. Yeah. You have to know what's going on. It's part of me. Don't open the news. You have more suggestions? Cut off your ears. Cut off your eyes. Comes up with good ideas, this gentleman. This is beautiful. And here is Hashem. You can here. You can give a grasp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can say Hashem is Baruch. Within this whole masquerade, you are hiding. And I don't look at anything. We get a hold. Tati, it's you. It's you, Tati. Mizmor to Asaf. That's the song of Tisha B'Av. And on Tisha B'Av, the Mashiach will be born. We will bring the Mashiach on Tisha B'Av because we will see within the whole masquerade that there is Shechina. Hashem is with us. Just as people saw it in the Holocaust. We in our Holocaust, in our American tragedy, have to realize Hashem is with us as He never was before. As He never was before. We live in a generation of opportunity. We live in a generation of Choshech. Choshech. We must realize, what does Choshech hide? The darkness of our generation, what does it hide? Until now we discussed it hides Hashem. Really hides something else also. It hides us. We don't see Hashem's closeness. We don't see our greatness. We don't know how precious it is by Hashem. Someone who dedicates his life to Torah. In such a generation, someone who could really not open a radio. In our generation, someone who could really not be attached to a television. In our generation, someone who could really not be attached to the media, to the news, to what's going on. A world, we have a world in front of us. Someone who could really not be attached to the styles, etc., etc. We live in Choshech. It's a masquerade party. On Yom Kippur, we are putting on a mask. On Purim, Hashem put on a mask. On Tisha B'Av, there's a mask, a double mask. Hashem is hiding, and we're hiding. And Asaf saw this mechitza, this partition. He says, Mizmor LaAsaf, now is the time. Kumi Roini Balaila. Go up on the mountain. But don't be like Bilam and say, Arenu V'loi Ato, Elohine Elohecho. Here he is. Here is the greatness. Here is Hashem. Here is Kedusha. Here is Tyra. If in this generation you could open a Yiddish Sefer, you can dedicate yourself to Torah, you can mechanech children, you can live a pure life, you can hug Hashem, you can cry to Hashem, want closest of Hashem. This is the Tisha B'Av, the song of the Golus. Kodesh Baruch Hu shall help us very soon, we shall see Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.